The Biden administration's new wall along the southern border with Mexico threatened to destroy hundreds of murals that decorated the existing barrier. But a group of activists has found a way to save some of them. Here's Gustavo Solis of member station KPBS.
For a long time, the wall at the border was just that, a wall built to help curb immigration. Then, artists on the Mexican side decided to make it a window into their cross-border culture. They painted colorful, vibrant murals, blood-red hearts with love written on it, a depiction of President Joe Biden and Donald Trump kissing, and powerful tributes to deported veterans. Maria Teresa Fernandez is a photographer who has chronicled the transformation for 25 years.
Since I started, I started kind of feeling that that object, the wall, was alive.
Then came 2023. That's when the U.S. government tore down part of a roughly 14-mile section of a wall that had been up for decades so that it could build a bigger one. And the window into cross-border life was shattered, or so it was thought.
We knew the community on the Mexico side had invested so much love and care and energy and creativity in this site. We wanted to make sure that some of that was preserved.
That's John Fanestill, an activist with the group Friends of Friendship Park in San Diego. He just couldn't bear seeing those murals lost forever. So he called Micah Parson, CEO of the Museum of Us, who still remembers Fanestill's question.
Would you consider having the museum try to obtain these sections of the wall before they get destroyed? And we absolutely jumped at the opportunity.
The Museum of Us is also in San Diego, and its mission is to elevate diverse voices. It took 8 months and multiple calls with the U.S. government and the private contractor chosen to replace the wall for the museum to acquire 20 pieces of the old wall. Each section weighs more than 4,000 pounds. And those 20 pieces are now safe in an undisclosed warehouse. Parsons says that the history won't be locked up in a museum.
They don't belong to us. They really belong to the community. And it's the community that should come together to decide how this sort of wealth gets redistributed back into our trinational region.
The Museum of Us, Friends of Friendship Park, and other community stakeholders will spend the next year figuring out where and how to display these unique artifacts, says John Fanestill.
Perhaps there will be sites in the public, either on either side of the border. Perhaps there might be a traveling site with a section or two of the wall able to visit different locations. We don't know. These are all possibilities.
They envision a genuine tri-national effort involving people from San Diego, Tijuana, and Kumeyaay Nation. Kumeyaay people have lived in the region for more than 1,000 years. Their ancestral lands range from south of Tijuana, Mexico, to Orange County, California. Brandon Linton is a cultural consultant and member of the Kumeyaay.
Before there was a U.S.-Mexico, there was us, the Kumeyaay people. We originally inhabited the area from down around the Ensenada area up to Capistrano area. And so the U.S.-Mexico border, from its conception, split our homeland virtually in half.
Linton says that the border wall has had a devastating impact on the Kumeyaay people. It has kept them separated for generations.
This project is a great way to bring attention to that and bring some light to those issues of people that need to move back and forth across that border.
Kumeyaay will join Friends of Friendship Park, the Museum of Us, and other stakeholders in a community advisory council. They will decide the future of this historical artwork. For Here and Now, I'm Gustavo Solis.